You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Today, we're talking about this. This is a big question. Are you consistently inconsistent? Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about this topic of consistency and some of the lessons I've learned while being fully committed to being consistent and doing a Facebook Live every single day at 11:11. So I wanted to circle back and talk about one of the biggest lessons, besides the fact that we are designed for consistency, is this. We're either consistent or consistently inconsistent. But either way, we're consistent. Have you ever thought about that? You know, oftentimes people will say to me, I just had struggled with this consistency thing. And then I'll ask them, are you consistently inconsistent? To which they'll respond, yeah, I guess I am. And then I'll remind them, it's what you're consistent at. You may be consistent at inconsistency, but if you can be consistent at inconsistency, you can be consistent with being consistent. I know that seems just like a whole lot of words and a whole lot of, maybe, maybe not. But the reality is, it's true. So my question to you today is, are you open to committing today to seeing things differently and redefining what it really means to be consistent? You know, Aristotle said it best. He said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Think about that. Excellence is not an act. It's a habit. And we've talked about this before, where our beliefs actually become our thoughts become our words become our actions become our habits. Our habits become our character, and our character becomes our destiny. So what we do is a huge part of that. If you have a heart's desire, which I know you do, my dear, and we talk about this a lot, whatever your heart's desire is, in order for that to be created in your life and to become your reality, you must commit to it, make a decision today, and say, this is what I'm committed to. Once you make that commitment, consistency isn't as hard as what you would think. What's really necessary is a redefinition of what consistency really is. Consistency is making a decision. And once you make that decision, consistency simply needs to be redefined. We can go back to what Aristotle says. He says that excellence then is not an act, it's a habit. So really, what is excellence? Because a lot of times what gets in the way of us being consistent is this idea that we have to do it perfectly every single time. And then we go, oh, well, if it's not perfect, at least I'll do it better then, or I'll do it the best. This whole idea of perfect, better, best is absolutely getting in the way of our consistency. I'm serious. Over the last 366 days in which I have done a Facebook Live every single day at 11:11, I've only been able to do it because I made a decision and I committed to doing what I said I would do. And you know what? It wasn't because I was trying to do it perfectly. It wasn't because I was trying to do it better or best. I was simply following through with the commitment that I made based on a decision. Years ago, I redefined best as not better than or not number one, but simply being excellent starting today. When you think about what Aristotle says about excellence then is an act, not a habit, it comes down to excellence. If we can commit today to being excellent starting today, we don't have to worry about being perfect, better, best every single day. And the reason is because excellence starts today, every day. So how about focusing on excellence instead of better or best or perfect or this all or nothing thing? I call it the all or nothing syndrome. Are you suffering from the all or nothing syndrome? For many years, that was my cycle that I was trapped in. I was consistently in the all or nothing syndrome. If I didn't do it all, then I didn't do anything. When the reality is, excellence is about starting today, being present in our today, redefining the definition of consistency. And instead of saying consistency is all or nothing, it's simply asking ourselves why. Why do we do what we do? Why do you do what you do? If you want to redefine consistency for yourself, take a look at why you're doing what you're doing. And then, redefining the decision, ask yourself when. When are you going to do what you say you're going to do? There's nothing quite like doing it today. Become consistent at living today. Because when we live today, the rest will take care of itself. So what if you didn't have to do it every day, but instead you made a commitment today to do it today, whatever it is for you? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this: do one thing today that's important to you, and then do it again tomorrow. I sure hope this helps you today. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.